This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council tonight will revisit the old subject of special assessments. City Manager Mark Roloff will present the council with a handful of options to help out homeowners. One option is to place a cap on residential special assessments. Another is having the city pay for a greater share of project cost. Now, the city has debated special assessments for years and even considered charging a controversial wheel tax to pay for the projects. The council will also discuss tonight doing away with some boards and committees. A committee made up of Deputy Mayor Lynn Erickson and former council member Bill Miller think that the Committee on Aging, Rental Housing Board, and Stormwater Utility Appeal Board should all be scrapped. They're also advising the city to consolidate some of the other boards. The city has struggled for years trying to find people just to serve on its boards and commissions. Some sad news here. The Oshkosh Examiner online newspaper is done. Publisher Miles McGuire says the last online publication will be June the 9th. Over the past 5 years, the Examiner has broke many stories and has become a trusted news source for its subscribers. Page 2, the good news is Oshkosh teachers are getting a pay raise. Now the bad news, it doesn't keep pace with the current inflation. Teachers will be getting between 3 and 4.3% increase in pay next year, while inflation is running at 5%. The school district is also looking to fill key performance positions. The new positions are intended to improve the district's performance in academic safety and engagement. One position is a kitchen supervisor for the new Vell Phillips School. Another is a communication specialist to, quote, expand teacher and student storytelling for marketing purposes. The annual Oshkosh Community Survey is back again. You can take part by simply going to the city's website. The new day-by-day warming shelter will have its ribbon cutting coming up on Thursday. We'll have more on that later this week. And a tip of the newsworthy cap to former policeman and neighbor Doug Berger. Berger is cleaning the litter up at Oshkosh West High School. Berger, who's retired now, says he noticed the trash when he dropped off his grandkids there and just wanted to do something. Every day, including weekends, he goes to the school and spruces it up. Doug says he's just trying to make a positive difference in Oshkosh. That is the look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week. We're only sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.